This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. General Motors is owned by the American taxpayer. 60% of it anyway is, as General Motors declares bankruptcy yesterday. But what about all those workers and people around the country at the many, many plants that are awaiting their fate?
We recognize those sacrifices. Not only do we recognize them, we thank them for them, and we apologize for them at the same time.
That's Fritz Henderson talking yesterday at a news conference announcing the details of the GM bankruptcy. Some 550 people in Wilmington, Delaware, are among those that Henderson was apologizing to, apparently, as the General Motors plant in that community is set to close in July and those jobs will be lost. The community of Wilmington is sort of tied around the Interstate 95 corridor. It's full of all kinds of businesses that surround industrial plants of one kind or another. Andrew Eder joins us. He's a business reporter for the News Journal in Wilmington. I have to say, I've been through Wilmington many, many times, and I have a palpable visual sense of exactly the impact this is going to have in the community. How are you feeling this morning, Andrew?
Oh, fine, thanks. Appreciate you having me on. It's a huge blow for the state, no doubt.
And in this particular community, I mean, you really see in Wilmington, unlike some other places where the plants are kind of isolated from the rest of the community, all of the ancillary businesses that are around the plant, you can see places where people would stop after work or maybe before work. What are people saying about the ripple effect in the Wilmington area?
Well, that's really exactly where it's going to come. It's going to come from the spending of these auto workers in the state and the shops and the restaurants around the plant. In Delaware, it's not as much the supply base like it is in the Midwest, but it's really the ripple effects of these workers as their spending kind of moves through the economy.
And first of all, what was made at the GM plant there? And you also have a Chrysler plant that recently was furloughed. What were the products?
At the GM plant, they build the Pontiac Solstice and the Saturn Sky. And these are two-seater rear-wheel drive sports cars that people just aren't buying today amid the recession. And at the Chrysler plant, which was closed in December, they built the Dodge Durango and Chrysler Aspen, which are large SUVs that also had the bad luck of falling out of favor with consumers.
Well, let's talk about the Pontiac Solstice for a moment. I mean, that was supposedly General Motors' indication that it would never abandon Pontiac. It must be a real heartbreaker.
It certainly is, and it was kind of, when the car debuted in 2005, it was a rock star. It was on Donald Trump's show, The Apprentice, and sold out minutes after that show ended, and they added a third shift back in 2006 to keep up with demand for the car. But it's just a case of, you know, amid this recession, people are not buying those very discretionary purchases like that.
How do you think people in Wilmington are likely to take Fritz Henderson's apology and thank you for all the sacrifices?
I think there's some sense of resignation here with the closing of the Chrysler plant in December. The writing was really on the wall.
Right.
And these plants both for years had lived with kind of the constant threat of closure.
Well,
there's certainly a lot of anger among the auto workers at the company.
And closure as of today. I mean, the plant doesn't close down as of today, but they certainly have closure. Their fate is clear. Andrew Eder, business reporter for the News Journal in Wilmington, Delaware, where a GM plant will close after the bankruptcy.